California is that rock and roll is here to stay, and you better believe it. Amen. We check in with the courtesy weathercast, 44 pass to the Kansas up, partly sunny skies. Tomorrow afternoon, low tonight 50, high tomorrow 8, about 75. Currently hanging in there at 79, 79 degrees, 16 the hard way for all of those of you who are marine debated. We fly down the year of 1961 this time around of that year, and before we do, big guess.
McCutcheon Landscaping, 11514 Southeast Division Street in Portland says, periodic safety checks are the best way to make sure that your car doesn't fail you in Portland.
All right, that year of 61, we were promising a group that hails out of one of the most unlikely places in the world for a rock and roll group. Coming out of Sioux City, Iowa, the sound of the Flares. And we're going to do a little foot stomping the Flares. Sioux City, Iowa, do a little foot stomping. A 647 at the even time, you're aboard the groove. Too special, baby, with the old preacher Pat Patsy sticking in your ear. Ship of War Archery Center, 3070 Southwest 87. They're located in the West Low, just off Canyon Road on 87. West Portland's largest and most complete archery center. This is the place for the hunter and has what the complete hunter needs to go hunting. Chippewa offers friendly service and free advice. At Chippewa Archery Center, 3070 Southwest 87, located in West Low, just off Canyon Road on 87. Up into the early 60s, we go to stay for this next one. And this is kind of one of the obscure sounds. There was a whole lot of those came out. Maybe they wound up on the charts, you know, for about two or three weeks. Maybe they got up another 46 or, you know, maybe just holding the lowdown spot on the fabulous 50 hit parade back in that era with the number 52 for a couple of weeks. But nevertheless, people still, you know, remember them, and they always think, what ever happened to a song like that? This is one of them. Mickey Lee Lane, the thing, I'll lead the dog, and the shaggy little dog now. She's over here to drive a great big ball going on out of Hillsville. Happy days down at the Boise County Fairgrounds. Reese has been out there all week long and having a ball out there. Looking forward to seeing all of the goofy cool mamas and finger popping daddios out there tomorrow night, Saturday night, 9 o'clock sharp. We're going to rock and roll to the broad daylight, and that's probably just the way it'll be. Start at 9 o'clock, go right up until about 2:30 in the morning. They go a lot later than that, too. And of course, all kinds of things going on out there. JC Chicken Barbecue, fireworks sales, and Happy Day Button sales. They're continuing all the way through. And of course, the water ball competition starts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And of course, they're, you know, right on through there. The Funorama show is going all the time. And they got the only fireworks booth in Washington County at the fairgrounds open right now. So plan on making it on out there. Remember, KUIK will be live remote broadcast about 2 o'clock until 9 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. Washington County Fairgrounds with Hillsville Happy Days, baby. One of the great country sounds across over Super Big into the top 50 field with many old Don Gibson. Got to remember old Lord Canuna. This is radio for Washington County and suburban Portland, cruising 1360 KUIK from Hillsboro. Here we are, piano fifth of the clowns and got that rocket pneumonia and the boogie-woogie flu, baby, going to make a mess out of you. And, of course, a lot of times, you know, people are always covering up the old preacher man, and they always say, hey, preacher man, said, hey, where can I find some of them oldest molders that you always blow on the air and down in the nightclub shows all around the Northwest? Well, I'm going to tell you, it's a Benji Tampa to you my way, dear. The place is yesterday's record band, the 3822 Northeast Sandy Boulevard, where they specialize in those oldies but getters band that are just out of sight. And I mean not only just rock and roll and rhythm and blues and the popular and the hard rock, but they got stuff like big bands, man, that go way, way back as well. And of course, a large selection of country and western, both albums and 45s that are really out of sight. And of course, some super nice, clean albums, mostly in the $1.49 to $1.99 price range. And of course, everything like Elvis Presley Band and Elton John and Beach Boys. Expensive? Uh-uh. Because they're used records. There's no scratches, skips. They're just like new. They're just $1.99. And you can't beat that. They're without a doubt one of the grooviest and nicest oldie store in town. And of course, when you deal with Bob and Doug, they ain't going to turn you around and do you no shucking and jiving, baby. They lay it on you straight through, and you know you're getting top-notch quality. Yesterday's record, 3822 Dorsey, Sandy Boulevard. The phone number is still the same as it always has been at 287-3610. Stop in and say howdy. 7:02 in the evening time as we jump up the year of about 1963. A group called The Cookies. The thing goes, oh, no, don't say nothing bad about my baby. I'll bust you. Your truly Pat Patsy from KUIK. Quick radio, man, where we're breaking all records for playing a heck of a lot more of them. We're going to jump the year 1961. It became a big dance craze that lasted for 2 full years, all the way from the summer of 1960 to up in the late fall of 62, man. We bring up on the sound of a man with a game for name, Chubba Checker, and we're going to twist one time, baby. Oh, what's it? Yeah. into the game for them, double checker, the old Hank Ballard's opposition called the twist. Realize that came out in 1958, man, when Hank Ballard wrote it originally, and nothing ever happened with it until Chubby picked it up and really put the damn craze across. It's 7-0-8 Gate, and we're going to take and slide back a year of about 1957 for this one. And like I say, a little bit later on in the show, kind of open up the phone lines for a few requests of dedication, because the old preacher still trying to learn how to fly. This is what they told you when, you know, first came on the air. You know, been working for the station out here for 2 weeks, and I've never been inside of the studio yet until about, you know, 15 minutes before airtime tonight. And, you know, it's going to take time to get all the switch here, the buttons, man, get this thing off the ground, get it up in the air, and make it fly. And so later on, once I get that down pat a little bit better, we'll open up the request line for some of your requests and dedication for the last couple of hours of the show. Had one, though, came in and got to spin this especially for them. Goes out especially the Little Red Riding Hood and, of course, from the Big Bad Wolf, man. They're going to go do the big brody tomorrow afternoon, man, and do it all the way up. So this has got to be a natural for them. The five satins at each step brings you closer to the aisle. Don't it, though? To the aisle. Wish I had Chuck Willis was going to hang up my rock and roll shoes, baby, and play and follow that up with. Cruising day's over, baby, with the big melody going to do it to you. 7:12 in the evening time, baby. We've got about 79 degrees still hanging around the Great Northwest. And don't forget, we've been telling you, you know, through the course of the show, there's a great big Hillsboro happy days out of the Washington County Fairgrounds going on right up to this coming Monday. And tomorrow, KUIK will be broadcasting live from the Beer Garden, 2 p.m. till 9. And, of course, starting about 9 p.m., yours truly, the old preacher, Pat, he'll be out there rocking and bopping and flipping and dipping and moving and grooving and half of the ball and climbing walls with all of the oldies and the goodies, taking your requests and dedications you have all week long from about 9 in the evening right up till about 2:30, maybe longer. In the morning, I understand that's going to be a pretty wild night tomorrow night, so I'd like to see a lot of the goodie guys and y'all stop on out. We have a ball. So it's J.C. Chicken Barbecue will be going on all day tomorrow. Fireworks sales and Happy Day Button sales. And, of course, Blake's Funorama going on right now out there. And tonight at 9 o'clock, by the way, in J.C.'s Beer Garden, the bluegrass sound of the Muddy Bottom Boys. So you dig the down-home breakdowns and hoedowns, man, you want to make it on out. The Washington County Fairgrounds, Hillsboro Happy Days going on all week long and right up until Monday. We want to see y'all out there. Get a slide back to your 57 with a dirty old man that helped start it all back that era. Mr. Chuck Berry talking about those school days. Man to help start it all back in the 50s of the year of 1957. Chuck Berry, ring, ring goes the bell. Talk about those school days, baby. And I've got 16 swinging KUIK summertime minutes presiding over the east of the 7 o'clock hour in the PM.
KUIK.
All right, and we're going to pick up on this one from the year of 1960. They call him our skin specialist, Sandy Nelson, when he strolled into the old preacher church of rock and roll, man, and knelt down there in front of that little golden idol of Chuck Berry, and he said something like, "Man, I'm going to lay some drums on you." And lo and behold, he did. Sandy Nelson. The swivel stick, baby. Woo, feels good, like a pair of drumsticks should. Your skin specialist, Andy Nelson, working over the old Zingars, baby, in a thing called Steamboat. We won't go into what we used to call that back in the 50s. 7:19 in the evening time, we're going to slow it down this time around. This Parksville, USA, baby. You get sitting there loving her to death, honey. The guy that used to do the lead singing work for the Drifters, Benny King, in my Spanish Harlem. He started as the lead singer for the Drifters way back when and went out on his own, the Rose, in Spanish Harlem. 7:22 of the evening.
Imperial Steel Craft Incorporated, 13910 Southwest Tualatin Valley Highway in Beaverton says, a vehicle in poor condition can be the culprit in a crash. In Beaverton.
You're digging the old preacher, yo, silly pap here, laying it on the end of the earlogs from Quick Radio, where music is our business, and business is great, cruising 1360, baby, the Edsels, you live the single. Ding dong. 7:25 alive.
Hi, this is KUIK's Morning Man to tell you about Aloha Kahoy, the garden center just west of Aloha, Oregon, on the Tualatin Valley Highway. Aloha Kahoy has that Polynesian flavor about it. Oh, you're going to like what you find at Aloha Kahoy Garden Center. Among the new things there is a brand new greenhouse. Oh, Aloha Kahoy is your garden center. Stop in soon and see Ron Katevis, the owner of Aloha Kahoy. Ron has just added at Aloha Kahoy a fresh fruit and produce section. You can get some delicious cherries over there. I was there just today and had a couple. Oh, they're great. And reasonably priced, too. Aloha Kahoy, your garden center on the Tualatin Valley Highway.